Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
We are professionals. We are professional podcasters in our garage. Well, hello, Gina.
Hello, Anne. How are you?
Well, now that I've poured my goblet of wine.
Yeah, I know.
It's really fine.
It's quite a heavy pour. It's been a day, huh?
I actually had to work, show up and see people today. And then I just got home and it was one of those where there wasn't enough in the bottle to do two glasses. So I just did one really big glass.
Well, you might as well.
Come on.
What
it's
you
Friday night.
What are you do? Put the cork back in at that
no,
point?
No, that would be offensive.
No.
What's happening?
Well,
we were on another podcast called Know That. They're fantastic. They're two guys from New York.
Yeah, we love them.
Yeah. Anyway, we talked Bachelor with them. They are brand new Bachelor watchers, so it's really funny to hear their take.
Yeah, they're they're green.
They're very green.
But it's fun that they're green because they don't know all the backstory and all the drama. So they're just dipping into it.
Yep. So we talked about this week's Bachelor on their show. Go listen to that on Know That. But what do you think? Just a few things from last week's Bachelor. It was the Sarah show.
I was going to say it was a Sarah show. There was a little bit of information that somebody dug up about Queen Victoria. I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah.
About being arrested in 2012 for stealing $250 from a grocery store. It didn't say shoplifting. It said stealing $250.
Ooh, do you think she went in that till and pulled out $250?
Well, I'm just wondering if she worked there and she embezzled some money. Because wouldn't you say she stole from the grocery store?
I guess.
I mean, not $250. I mean, $250
worth of groceries but ooh.
Cash.
And do you get arrested for if you're taking groceries or something, they're not going to arrest you. They're not going to book you. She has like a mugshot.
She's got a mugshot. She had blonde hair at the time.
She looked about as good as she looks at the end of these rose ceremonies in that mugshot.
So that was interesting. You know, if there's something out there, someone is going to dig it up.
Also, a little bit about Sarah came out. So we were talking about Sarah's departure last week and how we were a little confused about the way she went out. She seemed
She was confusing.
She was very emotional about a lot of different things. And one of the things that she said on an interview was, because she was questioned, why did you come on if your father was so sick? And she said, well, I was told that I would be able to have conversations and make phone calls home. And that really wasn't allowed.
Yeah, but you know what? If your dad is dying, is a phone call enough?
No.
I mean, for me, it wouldn't be.
Yeah. Well, and then other people are saying also ALS is one of those that you just don't know how long you have.
Right.
Her family was supportive in telling her to go on. I understand that part of it, but to use it as an excuse to go home is where the question.
Yeah, that was not the reason why she went home, I don't think.
No, she was just emotional and possibly had a boyfriend. I'm still sticking with that.
Sticking with your story.
I don't know. You know, by the way, I have not seen that anywhere else. I saw it one time somewhere and I'm sticking with it.
I saw the actual picture of her with him.
Oh, not the rapper guy.
No, the rapper.
I'm not even talking about the rapper guy.
Oh, you're talking about somebody else?
Yeah. I'm making it up. I'm making this stuff up.
Allegedly.
I don't even know where I saw it.
And then, of course, the Dale and Claire breakup. We didn't talk about that because that just happened this week.
Yeah, that had happened. We talked a little bit about it on the Know That podcast.
Yeah. But apparently Claire was totally blindsided and there was some real cryptic messages that she put out there. And then he posted something saying that they together decided and go their separate ways and whatever. And she's like, well, that was news to me. So apparently he put that out there without her knowing about it.
They had broken up. She wasn't like, you know, surprised of the breakup. She was surprised that he put out the joint statement.
Yeah,
because she wasn't even a part of that statement.
She wasn't a part of it. So now rumors are swirling about Dale, that he was just an, you know, opportunist and he was just in it for fame and followers and he was never in it. And he allegedly, there's rumors out there he was seeing someone else. But I mean, who knows? We don't know.
It came out quite a while ago when, I don't know if it was when we knew him and Claire were together. You don't know, no, it was. They were together. They had already left the show and he was out having dinner with somebody, remember, a girl?
Yes.
And somebody said, I saw them and it was more than just friends. The girl that he's friends with, that allegedly he's been seen with, came out and said, we are just friends. Yeah. That's it. We've never dated. We've never hooked up. We're just good friends.
I mean, if he's seen with anyone at this point, it's going to be speculation around it. Personally, I just think he got wrapped up in the hype of it all and the celebrity of it all. When I looked at him and the way that he looked at Claire, I never got the feeling that his heart was in it. Mm-hmm. Never.
Yeah. And remember, we heard clips of him talking about, I want to be the next Ryan Seacrest. He's always been wanting more and more celebrity. Now, I'm not saying he didn't fall in love with Claire. Maybe, like you just said, he went there for one reason, you know, to kind of get out there. Then he fell in love, but it was really fast.
I don't think he fell in love with Claire at all. I think he maybe fell in lust with her, fell in like with her. Maybe he was enamored with her. And then he probably realized, oh, let me dial it back because this is too much too soon. She's wanting to go down the marriage and the kid route. And he was just not there. And I don't know, maybe it was the age difference. Maybe, I mean, she's kind of a strong personality, I think.
I don't know. I mean, he's in New York doing his thing.
Yeah, he wasn't into it.
I don't think so. You think he wants to come and live in Sacramento? No.
No.
New York to Sacramento.
Well, he probably got here and was like,
what? This is where you this live. Where- No, thanks.
This isn't exactly Manhattan. I'm on the next plane out of here.
I'm with you, Dale. I think that was all the Bachelor news, right?
That was it.
Are you watching Tayshia and Zach stories? They're so cute.
I saw it was his birthday.
Yeah, it was his birthday.
Where she was dressed up.
It's like Curious George.
Curious George, yeah. He was a monkey so and cute. She was dressed up like a banana or
they
something.
They are so cute. She laughs so much with him. I just love them together.
I do too. Hopefully they make it.
I hope so. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Anything else out there?
I mean, not that I know of. You know, I was going to mention Erica Jane because she keeps posting all these thirsty pictures. And apparently she's a Savage Fenty promoter of Rihanna's lingerie or whatever. Just like
that
a bunch
why
of,
she posted the butt picture and
yes,
the red lingerie.
Always in the lingerie. But you know who else is a promoter of the Fenty, Savage Fenty or whatever? The Love Island girls.
So she's on the same level now as the Love Island girls?
Yes, the two girls.
Oh, Erica Jane, what has happened to you?
Yeah, I was looking at their Instagram. I'm like, wait a minute, they're promoting the exact same thing as Erica.
Also, did we talk about the Love Island breakups? I think so. Justine and Kayla broke up, and then the other two were Johnny and Sally, and everybody broke up.
Nobody broke up.
There's the one couple that's still together. The blonde
girl
left early.
From San Diego?
Yeah. They're still
weirdly together.
I think so. Oh, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Good luck for them.
Temptation Island's coming soon.
Yes. February 14th. We're crossing our fingers that we get the screeners
I think we got a little thing today that could be moving us forward to getting those screeners.
I didn't get it, I think.
But remember, we had that issue before.
Yeah,
because
last
it's on
time.
Our podcast account. Let's hope.
I know. Can't wait for that.
So fun. Should we dive into a little Bravo?
Yeah, let's talk about Atlanta.
Oh God.
I'm already over Cynthia's wedding.
I'm bored with Atlanta right now.
I'm bored too.
Apparently it's supposed to be, quote, getting good.
Well, next week maybe.
When? What's gonna happen?
Next week they go to Charleston, don't they? Isn't that where
the
whole
trip.
Stripper
goes
down?
Yes, I'm ready for that. Yeah, the Cynthia thing. She's still so being so selfish about
she's clueless.
The invitations. And when she had her conversation with her mother and her sister and Noelle, her daughter.
Yeah.
Talking about inviting the father who she has not even really spoke to in a couple
years.
Well,
that's what I thought was weird. But her father was at her wedding to Peter.
Yeah, walked her down the aisle.
Why would it be an issue for him to be at this wedding?
Because the mother did the PSA about the father beating her.
But the weird thing is Cynthia's okay with that. Cynthia doesn't have a problem with him being there after her mom. Did she know this before? That's my question.
No, she did. I don't think she knew it. I think that PSA was one of the first times Cynthia heard that story that her mother told.
But then the mom didn't really know what the PSA was for or what she was doing, but yet she told her story. It was all very weird.
I think the mother did it not thinking it would go out like on here. You know, I think she thought it was just going to be a small little thing talking about abuse.
I don't know.
But the mother says she didn't know it was going to be that big of a deal. Or is the mother saying that now because people have said things to her, people who like her ex-husband?
Well, okay, so this is my question. So the mom, I mean, Cynthia didn't know about the dad's abuse when she married Peter?
I don't know. I don't think
so. That's what's weird.
No,
to me.
I don't think so. Or if she knew that they had a tumultuous relationship, her mother and father, but didn't know the extent. Because remember when the mother did that PSA, they were all very emotional about it.
I guess that would be hard because if you know your dad is one person and you don't know that side of him, it would be hard to just cut the cord.
Well, and the mother didn't have a problem with him going to the first wedding. Probably very hard for her, but she held everything in. So then by the second wedding, now shame on you, Cynthia. If your mother is feeling a certain way about it, and thank God Noelle stepped up and said, yeah, Grandma's been in my life every freaking day. So no, Cynthia. I just feel like for Cynthia, it's all about looks. How it's going to look.
Well,
I want my dad walking me down the aisle. Why?
I think this is what I heard. And this, again, it's allegedly because I don't know if it's true, but I'm going to say it anyway. She thought this wedding was going to be part of the show.
Well, that's what it sounds like. They kind of broke that fourth wall when she was talking to Kenya about it. And Kenya said, oh, you just want this all for the TV show.
Yeah. Well, it didn't happen.
Well, so what? Even if you have it for the TV show, you don't invite your father if your mother is not comfortable with it.
Yeah, she's not comfortable.
And Cynthia hasn't even talked to her dad in like a couple years.
Well, no. And she knows COVID has been out there, yet she still invites 200 or 250 people. She gets 167 people that are confirmed and she's shocked. She's shocked.
We didn't think because of COVID people would come. Really? You invited them.
You invited them. You're planning for this big wedding. If you had it at a small venue, trust me, I know this.
Yeah.
People don't come. It's just who you want there. I don't know. I'm really bothered by the fact that she's pushing through with this big wedding.
Oh, me too. It's not a good look for her. And we know she had it. Aww. And it wasn't a good look then. And it's even a worse look now.
I know. I'm kind of turning on Cynthia.
Because before, when we saw the wedding happen, we didn't know this behind the scenes that she was pushing so hard for a bigger wedding. We just kind of thought, oh, maybe they didn't know much about COVID at that point. You know, we were kind of giving her a little bit of a pass.
And that everybody was wearing masks, which they weren't.
No, maybe they had the beginning, a few pictures with masks. That's it. Yeah, and they weren't social distancing.
No.
Messy.
I wonder how many people got COVID from that wedding. They'll never tell.
No, they'll never tell.
All right. And then we have Candy Cares, which was very, very nice.
Yeah, all the ladies showed up for that.
Right.
Candy is very good with giving her time, her money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'm brain dead.
She's very giving. Let's just.
Yeah, there's a philanthropic.
Yeah, philanthropic.
Is that the right
one? I know what word you're thinking
of.
Okay,
I don't know if that was it, but. But let's talk about Candy asking for back child support.
I have no problem with that.
I have no problem with that either. It doesn't matter if Candy has the money. That father gave his daughter nothing.
Zero.
Now, hey, Candy can do anything she wants with that money. If she wants Riley to have that money, fine. But the money doesn't go to Riley. The money went for Riley's upbringing by Candy. If he paid like he should have, it wasn't going in Riley's pocket. It was to go to Candy to raise Riley.
Well, what a dirtbag, though. Just because Candy could afford it, that money could have gone into a trust or something for college. And that's what I would use the money for. I would use it to pay for college, her room and board, or whatever.
She can use it for whatever she wants. She's back owed $92,000.
I can't believe that's all.
That's all?
I mean,
that's a lot of
think
money.
About how many years? 18 years.
Yeah, but for not all that time did he have money. He's not going to have to
give.
He was
driving around in Bentleys and stuff.
No. There was a point where he had millions of dollars, but, you know, God forbid he give any to his daughter.
Well, how many other children does he have?
Because
he
has lot. Other. Yeah, I think he has a lot of kids, but I don't think he pays for any of them.
Oh, fantastic.
Riley doesn't want anything from her dad except maybe this money.
Well, but also Riley is accepting Porsches from her mom and she expects a certain level of lifestyle.
Yeah,
so
now she does.
She should take the damn money from the dad.
Oh, definitely.
You know?
Definitely. I don't have a problem with that. But it was funny when Candy's like hairdresser. So, but one of her makeup staff was like,
yeah,
really, Candy, you're asking for that? You're not getting that damn money. She should.
She should take him to court. And I think,
absolutely.
Didn't she say she was
going
to?
Yeah, she's using Eva's husband, Mike Sterling.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They had a little video call.
Mm-hmm. So we saw a little snippet of Drew. That was it.
Yeah. So what's up with that?
Is she just being cut? I don't understand.
I'm wondering if something happened, if they know more about
her
relationship
or
something.
Yeah, her and her husband
or something.
It's
not good.
Well, I mean, is she even going to be going on this trip? I don't think so.
Is she invited?
Oh, is
she? I don't
she?
Think she's invited.
No, they would invite her, don't you think?
I don't know. Kenya's super nasty. Kenya just does not have a kind bone in her body.
Well, she's
just
hurt.
When you think that she's going to turn over a new leaf, she does some bullshit that
and she just She's so snide. Her snide remarks to Portia.
And, but I love that Portia just kind of lets it roll off her back.
Oh, she does.
She's like, yeah, whatever.
Yep.
Whatever.
Also, there was Portia's realization that she has not been nice to Dennis, even though Dennis is probably a piece of shit. She realizes she's been going through a lot with the baby. She's been treating him like shit. And, you know, that they're probably not good together right now.
Well, I mean, Dennis is no angel. Well, he's not like, that. You know, father of the year. Yeah, he's got money and he's the hot dog king or whatever, but he's still an asshole.
But she wants him in her daughter's life.
Which and I appreciate that.
Me too. They don't have to be together for that.
Yeah.
Should we move on to Dallas?
Yeah, so it's Carrie's 50th birthday. And I don't know how I feel about Carrie.
Carrie's not getting a lot of love this year.
Well, no. What happened to her? She was so different last year.
Oh, that's interesting. Did something happen or are we just seeing a different side of
Maybe
her?
Maybe we're seeing a different side
of her. See, last year we had Leanne and Leanne was so awful to Carrie. And we loved Carrie kind of calling Leanne out on her shit.
She's very, Carrie found her voice this season. Well,
she found her voice last season.
Oh, yeah, she did. She was very,
I really liked Carrie last season. I guess I'm getting the feeling this season that Carrie's all about Carrie.
Yeah, yeah.
And she doesn't really care. Like, she's spending her 50th birthday party away from her family. I guess it's just one night.
Well, I mean, this is just, I don't know that it's actually her birthday.
Right, right. They're just celebrating.
It's just
with
a girl's,
the ladies.
Yeah, it's all women.
And listen, Carrie looks unbelievable. Her body is unbelievable. The pictures are beautiful. But when she took the one with her ass hanging out.
Yeah, I didn't like the pictures.
I just thought,
okay, these are a little too thirsty.
Also,
I
don't think she has great style.
No, she does not have
good
style.
I thought she did last year. This year, I'm like, ooh,
and
no,
it was
Carrie.
Supposed to be to showcase her jewelry.
Well,
I don't know. She was feeling herself, which yes. I guess good. That's just not me.
I mean, she looks great, but it's.
Yeah, she looks
and
really
then
good.
She wanted to have tables to dance on. Beautiful house that Cameron's in-laws have.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, his Court's family is super, super wealthy.
Yeah. That backyard
was
fabulous.
Amazing.
It looked like a park.
It was really nice.
When Carrie threw Tiffany in the water, she can't swim.
Did we know she couldn't swim? I didn't
no,
know she couldn't
but,
swim.
I mean.
Well, why would she do that? I mean, she had to be drunk.
Carrie did
had
you
to
see
be
how
drunk.
Many shots she was doing?
She could hold her liquor. I would be vomiting
that
in a corner.
That was nuts. Yeah, she can do her tequila. And I mean, Tiffany had to work the next day.
Well, speaking of Tiffany, mm-hmm. Okay, let me tell you this. I Googled because I was interested to find out what does her husband do? Because remember we were talking about what does her husband do? He is Sun Moon, or what's his name? Sam Moon, not Sun Moon. Sam Moon Group, which Sam Moon Trading Company is like a Charming Charlie's, but on a much larger scale. So he's got like six of these Sam Moon Trading Company
stores
that it's all like accessories and luggage. And
are they located in Southern California?
They're all in Texas.
Oh,
six of them in Texas.
Oh, Texas. God, I was thinking we were in OC.
No, no, no. So he's got this group. Wow. Then he also has like a property management. So he develops like strip malls, hotels. He owns hotel, like Marriott hotels, Hyatt hotels. The laundry list went on. Wow. Sam Moon is the one that has the big bucks.
Ooh.
I mean, Tiffany's an anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
She makes good money.
But he's
but her
the one.
Husband is big, big bucks.
Did it say he had two other children? Because I'm still wondering who those two kids are.
No,
because they're not
just
talking about them.
No, I was just diving deep on the Sam Moon group and the list of everything that he's like a property.
That house that they have is ridiculous. Do you think he has more money than Stephanie's husband?
Ooh, maybe.
Ooh, so Stephanie and what's her husband's name?
Travis.
Travis. They had an interesting conversation. Travis was back to being old kind of douchey Travis, giving her a hard time.
And he needs to stop coloring his hair. I do not. Why? When guys color their hair, it's always that reddish, auburny.
It's like brown. They're just trying to get rid of the gray.
And in one clip, he had like gray sideburns. And the next clip, it was completely colored. It's like, stop doing that.
I just don't like him giving her a hard time for staying home and raising their children.
I think he's kind of hard on her.
We learned season one, he was very hard on her. He gave her lists every day to do. Then she found her voice a little bit. She told him. and he stopped, we thought. But now I think he's trying to make her feel guilty again.
You just don't flip a switch like that.
Well, she did call him on it and say, I just don't like the way you're speaking to me. And I had a career before you. She was a social worker, which I could totally see her doing that.
Yeah.
And she wants to kind of get back into that or do something now that the kids are a little bit older, although they're not that old.
Well, now she's doing like this philanthropy where she's doing some kind of charitable work, right?
Yeah. I mean, she was doing that season one also. Remember? The big thing was trying to get into the socialites.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
remember the beginning of Dallas was all about the socialites and the groups and the philanthropy and who's where.
Yeah.
We don't see any of that anymore.
We don't.
It has taken a Dallas turn.
Well, wasn't Leanne kind of the queen of philanthropy? Like she was
fake.
On all kinds of boards and whatever. Yeah. So that was it. I was cracking up at Brandy's COVID necklace because she came from Florida, which people were pissed off, right? The girls were pissed off that she had gone to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had her COVID test results laminated and around her neck.
That was pretty funny. I mean, in those days, though, when people were traveling, people were getting pissed off. Ramona Singer was traveling to Florida.
Why are they all going to Florida?
Well, because people were going to Florida because it wasn't closed down.
Oh.
So remember they were like, well, I'm not going to stay where it's closed. Let's go to Florida. It's open.
Florida.
I mean, we still talk about it. Right now, I see people in Miami and Tulum, Mexico, partying up a storm.
Oh, well, Leanne is in Mexico. She's posting all over the place. Florida.
Oh, Leanne is in Florida.
But yeah, everybody's in Tulum.
Well, also Nashville. People are in bars in Nashville.
Are they really?
Nashville
was like a really highly...
I saw somebody inside a bar playing music.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe the people in the audience are social distancing.
Oh, maybe.
Probably
I doubt it.
Not. Okay. We got to talk OC reunion.
Oh, God. I waited for this. I was so excited. I could not wait.
It also did not disappoint.
It did not disappoint. Andy is freaking on fire. I don't care what anybody says. He's getting criticized left and right for being too hard on Kelly.
He wasn't hard on Kelly. He was asking her the questions we want to know the answers to.
Oh, it was amazing.
She was like, Andy, what do you want me to say?
Well, what she should have said was, I acknowledge it and I'm sorry I didn't realize what I was saying.
But she kind of did that, but then he kept reading, quote, questions from, questions from viewers.
That cracks me up.
Kelly, when you said this.
Yeah, isn't it amazing that the questions that the audience asks are just amazing.
Yeah, they are. Exactly what we want to hear.
So, okay, so let's dive into this. I don't even know what to say. The beginning with Bronwyn, you know, strutting her stuff in the parking lot and the other girls going, oh, my God, look at her. She thinks she's on a runway. Who does she think she is?
That was so great.
That was freaking hilarious. But the fuck was she doing?
I don't know. And what is she wearing? Would you say Tomb Raider?
Laura Croft, Tomb Raider, whatever. So whatever, Bronwyn. I mean... God, I'm so over her.
She's so feeling herself.
She is so feeling herself. And the more that we get to know her and the more I see of her, the less I like her because I now believe that she is a complete fame whore. That's all she cares about.
I also think she lies so much. She does not know what she's lied about.
Yes. She can't keep it straight.
No.
Yeah.
And do you think Sean knows what a big fat liar she is?
You know, I've kind of lost respect for Sean. Mm-hmm.
What's he doing?
He's just very wimpy and he's letting her run the show and he's going along with it. It's going to bite him in the ass.
Oh, it will. I do love when they all sat down and Andy's saying hi to everybody. He goes, hi, Gina. I feel like you figured out your hair.
That was great. Did not love Gina's outfit. It was some kind of a pantsuit, jumpsuit thing.
You know what? Gina looks so much better than she did the beginning of the season.
Oh, my God.
I don't even care what she was wearing. She just looks... amazing.
She looks amazing.
Shannon looked awful. Well, did you see what I posted on our Instagram where she went live and talked about getting fillers right before and she didn't do the research, different kind of filler.
Some natural holistic crap. That was her first mistake.
Well, and then what she was doing the other day was going to get the fillers taken out or something put in to disintegrate the fillers.
Yeah, I've got a lot of issues with a lot of these women. Shannon's one of them.
Also, she's Miss Holistic. She goes to Dr. Moon all the time, gets all this, you know, natural remedy stuff done, and then shoots her face up with shit.
Yeah, go figure. But she looked awful. Everything from freaking head to toe, the headband, the earrings, the ugly ass dress.
Well, the dress was so shoes. Fitted. And she was like, you know, sucked into there. She even said, you know, I hope you don't film me from the side. I have COVID stomach. Well, don't wear that fucking dress.
All right. So
I do think Kelly looks really
she's
good.
She's beautiful.
She has good taste. Yeah. She looks really good.
So we're starting to pull back the layers and we're getting to know the real Bronwyn bit by bit. Andy and the women did not let up on her at all, as they shouldn't.
Now, I've even seen more. I haven't read fully into it, but apparently Shannon, remember when Vicki Gunvalson said, there's something wrong with that girl. She's doing all this for fame and it's all fake. And
Yeah. Bingo.
I hate to say that Vicki was probably right.
So now I really don't want Bronwyn to come back.
I can't imagine she would.
I would hope not. I mean, she's not going to leave on her own.
And, you know, fine if she wants to be sober. Why would you pick the week you start filming to decide to become sober?
Well, and there's rumors out there about is she truly an alcoholic? Did she just, I mean, I don't know how you draw the line.
Well, I know Gina was the one asking her kind of what we were saying early on. Well, you were pregnant all these years. You never drank while you're pregnant or breastfeeding.
So clearly you can do it.
Yeah. Which was kind of our question too. And then Kelly just comes right out and says, I think you're fake. I think you're faking being an alcoholic. And she also got so upset at Kelly for saying that. I thought, why would you get so upset at that? I understand it's hurtful to think that if you are, you know, why would somebody be questioning you? But you lie about so much. Of course she's going to question you.
And she said something so funny because they were all saying that she was narcissistic and, you know, an egomaniac. And she said, I'm not narcissistic. I've been tested for that. I'm an egomaniac, yes, but I'm not narcissistic. And I'm like, girl, shut up.
And why would you be tested for that? Because people have been calling you that?
And how do they test you for that? Is it a blood test? What is it?
Is it all about you, Bronwyn? Yes, it is.
I feel so bad for her kids because clearly she is all about her. And I think her kids are low on the totem pole.
Yeah.
How could they not be having a mom like that?
It's so funny because do you think going into the season, she thought she was going to get so much sympathy, empathy, love
100%.
For stopping drinking and then coming out as a lesbian.
100%. She thought she was going to get the sympathy on that. She thought she was going to get, the lesbian card, which is, you know, whatever you want to do is fine. But I think she thought people were going to come out in full support of her. But she kind of did it to herself.
By the way, I could care less. I'm not supportive of her coming out as a lesbian.
Yeah, good
I just
for
don't
her.
Care. It's just the way she's going about it is so
it's too many
weird.
Things. It's all in the spotlight. There's pictures of her on the beach with her girlfriend. There's all this crap. And you know, and we know people that are in the entertainment field that have said to us, 100% she called the paparazzi. There's nobody in Newport Beach waiting outside of her house for Bronwyn to come out. Nobody's on the beach. No. Nobody's outside of a sex shop. There's no freaking way.
So Elizabeth starts in on Bronwyn.
Oh, I loved Elizabeth.
That was actually pretty great. She was yelling at Bronwyn for like getting involved in everybody's business, which she was.
Yeah.
And especially hers, looking up all her money to see if she owned the houses and all that. And then Elizabeth said, you know, you're not supportive of women. You act like you're this great lesbian supportive of women and you're not. And Bronwyn said to her, I support women, but I hold them accountable.
Yeah, what is that?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
That means you're not supporting women.
Yeah, she's not supporting women. She's supporting Bronwyn.
Yes, it's whatever Bronwyn wants to do.
I did feel bad for Elizabeth, though, when Bronwyn blurted out, and I don't even know how the connection was made, but how the fuck does Bronwyn know Elizabeth's ex-husband? She's friends.
Her friend knows Elizabeth's ex-husband, and her friend told her that the ex-husband was engaged and had been with this girl for 5 years.
Yeah, and Bronwyn just happened to be with her friend when Elizabeth's ex-husband called. Yeah. I call bullshit.
Total bullshit. And the sad part is, you could see Elizabeth. She goes, how do you know that? What do you mean they've been together?
Because
he's engaged.
Didn't know.
Oh, that's so sad.
Maybe he's not engaged.
Well,
maybe Bronwyn doesn't
Elizabeth
know.
Admitted again she was still in love with her ex-husband.
Well, I think that's the problem.
That's so sad.
That's why she can't move on.
And it sounded like her and Jimmy
together or having problems.
Yeah, she said we're
something.
Having issues because of everything because Jimmy's private and probably Jimmy didn't know a lot of this stuff.
Oh, that could be.
Jimmy didn't know.
Jimmy didn't know.
Jimmy don't know Elizabeth.
Jimmy upset with Elizabeth.
Oh my God. So then Shannon gets called out by one of the...
No, Shannon. Here's the thing with Shannon. Nobody really cared about Shannon except that maybe she's an alcoholic with John. Her and John are alcoholics.
Yeah.
But Shannon wanted to clear her name so bad. It was like, Shannon, nobody cares if you said that what's her name's house was small. That was sad and depressing. Gina doesn't even care. Gina doesn't believe you said it.
But Shannon can't let it go.
Still cannot let it go. It's like, Shannon, nobody cares. And then I think Emily said, well, you know, no, Kelly doesn't lie. And neither does, I don't know, somebody else didn't lie. Like, they're not liars. And Shannon's like, me too. I'm not a liar either. I'm not a liar. Add me to that.
Yeah. No. No, I'm not so sure, Shannon. So one of the viewers wrote in a question. It was about if Shannon thinks she's an alcoholic. Was that a question that was from a viewer, or did somebody else on that panel ask?
I think somebody asked Bronwyn. Do you think she's an alcoholic? She said yes.
Well, she paused.
Yeah.
And then she shook her head yes.
That's such a new alcoholic thing to, like, when somebody's an alcoholic and they're newly sober, they can tell who's an alcoholic.
Yeah, they can pick someone out of a crowd. Now, I think Shannon does have issues with alcohol.
I think maybe she actually sort of admitted it, didn't she?
Well, no, she said, no, I don't know. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm fun. I'm who's telling Shannon she's fun? She's not fun. For sure, her kids aren't telling her she's fun. Who's telling her?
I do think her and John Jansen drink a lot together.
Well, I think that's obvious.
Yeah. But so they took a break and she told John Jansen, uh-oh, it's coming up. And, you know, people are talking about the drinking and stuff like that. And, you know, I have that bit of information that I might have to use.
Yeah. So for a whole week, we've been hearing about the speculation about, Bronwyn gave Sophia cocaine.
Or offered her cocaine.
Offered her cocaine or wanted to give her some dealer's phone number, whatever.
Something like that.
Well, come to find out, it wasn't cocaine. But Shannon never said a word. She never came out and said, no, that's not true. She let it freaking ride.
What do you mean that we found out that it wasn't?
Well, because all the rumors came out and said Bronwyn offered Shannon's 14-year-old daughter
cocaine. Right. That's what the rumors were.
That for a week, we've heard that. It's been all over social media. Shannon never said a word. We now find out it wasn't cocaine. Shannon has come out and said it was marijuana, right?
See, I didn't hear that at all. On the show, Shannon said it wasn't cocaine. Well, she said, if you want something stronger, let me know.
Oh, is that what it was?
And so then people are saying, oh, it was like, okay, I have a dealer's number. I have somebody's number I can give you. Then she came out later and said, no, it wasn't cocaine. But then did she say it was marijuana?
Well, I don't know. That's what I had heard. But I don't know that they said specifically what it was. But the point is, Shannon never came out and squashed it and said, no, you know, Bronwyn wasn't trying to give my daughter cocaine.
Do you think cocaine is something that's around these ladies and that's why that's coming out?
Well, I think that something's coming out, but I do think that Bronwyn has issues other than alcohol.
Yes. Maybe not now. Maybe she's totally sober now.
I think that really compounded her problem because I honestly don't think that alcohol was her only issue.
Well, she said she's just an addict altogether. She could be addicted to shopping. She could be addicted to sex.
So she's not going to let Shane. She's not going to let Sean go because he's paying her bills. She's not doing anything except for the housewives. Boy, God, he just needs to go. He needs to just kick her to the curb and move on with his life.
Has she made him feel so guilty about something?
Well, we've seen how she treats him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Why does he put up with it? Because of the kids. He doesn't want to lose contact with those kids. He's so close to his kids.
Is he?
I mean, I think so. Probably
closer.
Because
I don't think she is.
Probably closer than she is.
Yeah, I don't think she is at all. What do we know? We're not in her house. But
she's...
The optics aren't good.
No, we're going by what we're seeing with her.
Yeah. So. Especially on social media because she's always out and about and she's rarely with her kids.
Wait, I have to address with Kelly something Kelly said. So she was... Andy was asking about masking up and he was saying, you know, you were traveling a lot. You were kind of making fun of people wearing masks. And she's like, yeah, I don't like wearing a mask. And And he goes, yeah, nobody likes wearing a mask. And,
yeah.
And she's like, and you know, have they even proven? Do masks even work?
She's still even asking that question.
That's nuts to me.
It is.
Like, I understand her saying that 6 months ago, whenever she was saying it. But now, well, yeah, Kelly, it's proven. Masks work.
Well, in the beginning, they said that it does more harm than good and that completely right.
I would give it to her back then. Well, so then Andy was saying, you know, really, Kelly, on the show, you were not problematic. You didn't have any, you know, real issues. But in your real life, you were posting so many things. And he said, I was getting so many DMs about you and how you were acting and everything. And she goes, well, I was getting DMs about you and people saying that you were anti-American. And he goes, I'm anti-American because I hate Trump. She goes, yes.
That was stupid.
And Andy goes, okay, okay.
Yeah, I love the way he handled it.
That was, woo. Yeah. She was getting fired up.
Well, she was pissed at him.
Oh, she was pissed for bringing anything up.
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't let up, which was good. He'll get in on Bronwyn a little more, too.
Oh, I think so. Don't you think? I think so. There's really nothing... Gina and Emily, there's really nothing to get on them about at all.
Not really. Not during the season.
No.
Now, Bronwyn also said that this is her third time getting sober or trying to get sober.
So and was she in an inpatient facility before?
Yeah, I think she said I went somewhere before. And then she was like, that's when she said, well, I'm just an addict. I get addicted to everything.
Why, if you're Sean... Why, if she has all these problems, why are you having 7 children?
Maybe that's when she was the best, was when she was pregnant,
she was
you
happy.
Know. Yeah.
I don't know. It's masking something or it's satisfying something in her.
So the previews of next week were great because we hear Elizabeth say she's bi.
Yeah, that just kind of just flew out of her mouth unexpectedly.
And then we hear Kelly say, I'm black. I can't wait to hear that conversation.
She did a 23andMe and she's like 2% probably African American.
Pretty great. Let's go to Salt Lake City.
So where's Mary?
Mary's still in her closet.
Mary had like, you know, 60 seconds in the first and then part of the show and that was out. It.
That was it.
All done. She's been erased.
And then we have Brooks just whining. Brooks is such a whiny brat.
I can't stand the vocal fry.
I want to eat wheat-free, gluten-free. Buy this for me, Mom. I want some of this. I want some of this.
He talks just like annoying. His mom.
Kind of.
He does.
Yeah, she
Meredith
does have that.
The same way. The just slow, dry.
So watching Whitney deal with kind of her family drama and the dad coming back and meeting with the brother and sister.
You could see the dad is not in a good headspace.
Oh, he's not in a good headspace. That brother and sister know he's not.
Totally no.
And because of the camera, they're like, all right, Dad, yeah, I mean, we've kind of been through this before with you, but we'll give you another chance. Ooh, and we heard Whitney say she doesn't even talk to her dad right now. She doesn't know where he is.
They don't know where he is.
He's a mess. That poor guy.
He's a big mess.
And then Jen and Sharif kind of fixed up Heather with Big Daddy.
Big Daddy that ordered a Shirley Temple.
She's like, fuck, somebody that doesn't drink. No.
Yeah. Well, they should have vetted that out before. Maybe they didn't know.
Then he went on about his job or something. She goes, man, I didn't know I was going to have a sober TED talk at dinner.
I know. That was so funny. I love Heather.
And then Whitney plans a Vegas trip and she's inviting all the girls, not Mary.
No, Mary doesn't go anywhere.
Well, Mary's not
she part wasn't invited.
We know she's not even part of the cast at this point.
So do you think Mary's going to come back?
I don't think so. I think they're done filming with Mary. We are going to get Mary on her own in her garage, in her garage. Might as well be her garage. In her closet. We will get no more scenes with Mary and the ladies. I guarantee it.
And will she? Well, she'll be at the reunion.
Oh, sure. And we'll hear about.
We only see Mary in her bedroom / closet or her kitchen.
Right. Because she stopped filming with them. So we're not going to see any more of her.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this Vegas trip, Lisa is still mad at Whitney and doesn't even tell her she's going to be there because she's there for business.
Yeah. She's there for business. She shows up. She's kind of doing her own thing.
I did appreciate when they flew that it wasn't even like they were pretending to fly first class.
Oh, they were on Southwest.
Yeah. No, I guess not that they would be because they're coming from Salt Lake City.
It's a short flight.
Yeah, it's really short.
Yeah, really
short. But still, I mean, yeah, most of these housewives, like, I insist on first class.
Well, so why didn't Jen Shah charter a private plane?
Oh, yeah, with all the money she has. So when she said she was going to take Heather out for the day, I thought she was taking her to a spa. Didn't you?
She took her shopping.
I know. But in my head, I'm like, oh, she's going to take her to a spa. It'll be great.
Yeah, but why did she take her shoe shopping?
Well, she took her clothes shopping, too. Remember, she was trying on those dresses? Yeah, yeah. But it was like,
is she buying those clothes for her?
Yeah, she has so much money, she's going to buy Heather clothes. And also, Jen Shah, you have the worst taste.
Terrible taste.
You think Heather's going to want to wear what you're wearing? That forest outfit she had on?
Oh,
and then she fell off the bar? Oh my God, I was dying.
That was the best thing ever. I much rather would have gone race car driving.
So classic with Lisa going on and on. I love race cars.
She drives with Patrick Dempsey.
Yes. I drive a Porsche in real life. Which one should I choose? And these guys are like, okay, she's going to be fun. She's fucking driving 70 miles an hour?
70, I think she was the fastest that she went. That was a
joke. I don't even understand why you would tout that you love driving fast in these fast cars and you're driving 70?
70 is fast for her, Anne. It was so funny.
So stupid.
She's a big talker.
So, I mean, I guess they squashed the little fight they had. Whatever. I mean, Whitney was drunk. That's why it all came out. Whitney was just drunk.
They're really making a big thing out of this and it really wasn't. No. I think Jen snapped. She overreacted. But who cares what Mary said.
Yeah, but then I think we see next week that Jen gets drunk again and brings up, or was that at the end of this one, and brings up the whole, or she tells Heather, you better watch out for Whitney. You know, I mean, Whitney's not just her friend, it's her cousin.
Yeah, no, I think that was in a coming,
yeah, I think
coming
so.
For next week.
And then they all kind of turn on Jen Shah, I think. Excellent.
Well, good.
Did we talk about the before and after of Jen Shah's plastic surgery?
No.
She was so cute before. So cute.
She
has the Michael Jackson nose now. We saw her nose is so pinched.
She's very puffy in the cheeks.
Yeah.
And her eyebrows are very pulled
up.
So
what do you think? Did she get a head pull?
I don't know. But man, she should have left well enough alone because
she was so pretty before. She
doesn't look like the same person at all.
No.
As a lot of people don't once they start messing around.
They start doing it. They can't stop. So what happened on the other two Bravo shows?
We have Below Deck and Southern Charm. So Southern Charm, this was a finale.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good.
I thought so. Whitney came off looking horrible again.
Well, Whitney, he wasn't even hardly
in
it.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Whitney. Madison.
Oh, I hate Madison.
No, but we saw a little Whitney on his guitar.
Whitney and his mustache. He was jamming. His porn mustache.
He had to make one more appearance.
Well, he's a producer, so I mean, he doesn't have to be on the show. No. He's just collecting the paycheck behind the scenes. Yeah, they're at Pringle's friend's house, which is a really nice house.
Yeah, well, it's his parents' friend's house.
Oh, is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, his sister was there, too. And Madison is just flirting up a storm, and Austin is trying his damnedest to ignore her.
Yeah.
But she is just posing and asking her friend, what was the other girl that was there? I can't remember her name. Is he looking at me?
Take some pictures. Is he looking at me?
I mean, she's so self-absorbed. I can't with her.
Then Catherine comes. Wah. Just for dinner. They've all had quite a few drinks at this point.
Oh, yeah. They've had shots. They've had drinks. The whole thing.
Do you think this time Leva was a little over the top?
Leva is getting so much hate.
Yeah.
So much hate on social media.
I understand exactly what she's doing. She wants Catherine to be accountable. I understand that because every time she tries to talk to Catherine, Catherine goes away.
Yeah.
The problem is nothing gets resolved. So she's bringing it up every time.
Rehashing it a million times.
Yeah.
Well, people feel like she was brought in just to be sort of the social barometer, I guess, or whatever for
Southern Charm.
Mm-hmm. And that was her one sole purpose. So I don't know. We'll see how the reunion goes. But she's getting a lot of hate. People want her gone.
I just feel bad that she was put in that position to call Catherine out every single time. Now, when Craig figured out exactly what Catherine said, he was calling her out too. They just want an apology. They wanted to sit with Catherine.
Catherine doesn't get it.
No, she doesn't. But I did like this conversation. This conversation that they had, Catherine actually listened. Did she understand it? Not fully.
Probably
not. But Leva actually said, you're not really getting it yet, but you will. And that's all we ask of you is to just listen to what we're saying. Just because you're dating a guy that's African-American.
Yeah, and people have an issue with that too. Well, this group does because of the timing of it all, but they're still together.
They seem to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be fake though.
Well, I didn't know, but they had been friends for years before
that's why Leva kind of questioned it, or whoever questioned was like, God, yeah, you guys have been friends for an awful long time.
Now,
so why
sudden,
now?
True. True. Now, I just want to know if he's a Ravenel.
He's not. It's spelled different.
Same last name. What a fluke.
But it's spelled different.
Wow. Well, that's good. Then Madison finds out that Austin slept with someone else. She just won't let it go.
Calls him out on it. And I love that Shep and Craig are like, what do you care? You are broken up. You broke up with him. What do you care? She's awful.
Really awful.
Now, I know it's because she had a few drinks, but still.
Yeah, but she's like this all the time.
No, she is.
She's so bossy and so controlling. And Austin just... You know, he tries to fight back, but he just can't. He gets sucked into her web every single time. Although this time I think they're really apart.
But he does cheat on her, and he's cheated on her before. So, yeah. I mean, if they were dating at that point, obviously she could be upset, but they weren't dating. She broke up with him.
They're a mess, those two. I can't wait for the reunion on this one, too.
It's going to be good.
It looks like it's going to be really good.
Yeah. And then, below deck, it was just sad that Captain Lee talked about his son who died last year. That was really sad.
Well, they were talking about Rachel and her, the amount of alcohol that she drinks and then the way she behaves when she drinks too much. And that kind of brought him back to his son. And so that was very...
That was sad. And I didn't realize he found his son.
His son OD'd on pain
medication.
Oh, yeah.
God. It was just very sad. And all those women on the boat are having bowel issues.
They're all having issues. And they date stamped it as March 5th, 2020. So it's just at the beginning of COVID. So I don't know how much more below deck we have, but I'm wondering if we're going to see.
Well, they do stop it. I do remember them saying that they had
filming?
To. Yeah, they had to cut the season short because of COVID.
Oh.
But there's so much footage that they can keep the season the same amount of time. But they did stop because of COVID.
All right.
Yeah.
So then James kind of switches gears and he moves on from Elizabeth to Aisling. He's kind of winking at her and
flirting with her. He's just fake flirt. He's pissed because Elizabeth didn't stick up for him with
Rachel.
Yeah,
but I think he's done with Elizabeth, don't you?
Well, it sounds like
he's like, when he's done, he's
one
done.
And done. Yeah, when somebody turns on him, he's done.
And she doesn't get it.
Well, no, because he doesn't tell her. He tells us. He doesn't tell her why he's mad at her.
Yeah. So this episode, everybody was sick. Somebody had a UTI. Somebody else had strep throat. I mean, everybody's Rachel shit in her pants.
Oh,
everybody's
so
having.
How would you like to know that your chef is shitting their pants every 2 seconds?
You're sharing your room and you're in such tight quarters. I mean, there's no way to mask that.
No. Oh, God.
That would be terrible.
That would be so disgusting. The other thing is that young guy on the ship that's part of the guests.
Oh, he's creepy.
He wears a hat every night to dinner. I have a real problem with that.
Rude.
It's disrespectful. Okay, can we move to Maths? They finally got married.
Finally
have three. Not all five, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I'll take three marriages. They do still take a lot of time.
A little too long.
A little too long.
We need to speed it up a little because I want to see more honeymoon. So Claire and Ryan were the first, and them both wear masks and they both unmask themselves at the same time. I still really like Ryan. I don't know if Clara is going to be a little too chatty for him.
Well, they
or
show.
Maybe she's just nervous.
They show them getting along really well. And then, you don't know how they're filming, but it's like when she starts complaining about, this was wrong. This was wrong. I was kind of feeling this way.
Yes, yes.
You could see his eyes glaze over.
Yeah.
And he's like, they want us to think he's thinking, I don't know how I can handle this.
Yeah, that's the impression that we got.
She did tell him, he said something like, well, what makes you the most nervous? And she said that I will fall in love with you and you won't fall in love with me.
I know. And he was like, ooh.
I know. That was like so sad.
It was. But I hope they work out because I really like Ryan. And
me
I
too.
Think she looks like she's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Virginia and Eric.
Ooh.
I think the drinking is going to be a problem
for
him.
Oh, you think Gina? First off, she gets to the hotel room to get ready for her wedding.
Oh my
Three
God.
Shots.
She was drinking so much before. I don't know how she held all that alcohol.
Okay, she was drinking so much, she put on that damn purple eyeshadow.
It was,
what the hell?
It was terrible.
It was
terrible.
So bad. And they had their makeup done. Why isn't somebody telling her, That purple eyeshadow was too much.
But you know what? It matched her mom's hair.
I just gonna say it. What a funny hair thing, because the mom kind of has this older look and then she has some purple hair.
And it was bright purple, just like her eyeshadow.
Do you think that was supposed to be that way?
I don't know what the reason was, but all I know is that purple eyeshadow and the purple hair was aggressive.
It was a little much. I think she's beautiful. Like, I think Virginia is such a cute girl.
She's really cute. But even her friend that gave the toast kind of referenced her drinking, partying ways.
Well, she admitted to him. He's like, what do you like to do for fun? And she's like, I like to go out a lot. And he's like, well, what do you mean by go out? She's like, well, what do you think I mean by going out? Like, God.
Yeah, but she's 26. He's 34. He's clearly more mature than she is. So right. That, I don't know.
But
that
he also
be...
loved that she was kissing on him right away.
Well,
she he really liked that part of it.
Yeah. So I don't know. But I don't think this is going to be.
Well, the other thing was that, we found out that his first marriage was kind of to keep his friend in the country.
I missed that.
He said, I really want this to last. I don't want to get married again. My first marriage, it was like they were friends. I can't remember his exact wording, but he goes, you know, I did it to save her so she wouldn't have to leave the country. So
oh,
it was
you're
like,
kidding.
No.
Where? I must have fast forwarded.
Yeah. No, it was like, wait, what? Yeah, you're admitting that you married someone to let them stay in the country?
Oh, well, then that really doesn't count.
Doesn't count at all. Yeah. And the other thing during their conversation, he was saying, you know, my parents are pretty conservative. And she said, well, my parents are too. And she goes, but my family isn't because my sister's gay. And he was like, okay, well, that's okay.
Yeah,
it's like,
that was a weird reaction.
Because it's like, yeah, Eric, it is okay. What do you really think about it?
I know.
I don't know. He was like,
And P.S. it's 2020, so what's the problem?
Exactly. I think his parents may have a problem with that.
Whatever.
And then Brianna and Vincent.
Now, at first take, I thought Vincent seemed like a really nice guy, but I have a feeling he's going to turn. Based on the bachelor party.
Yes, that's exactly it. Because we met him before. He was this calm, cool guy like he is here. Then we see him at the bachelor party. It's like, that is Vincent. What the hell? He's picking up on the stripper.
He portrayed himself completely different.
Yeah. And then
at the wedding.
Here at the wedding, he's back to being kind of cool. He's Dominican. Is that right? Yeah, he's Dominican. She's great. She really likes him. I hope they do well. I hope he stays in this light and he doesn't turn or go to the dark side anytime soon.
I'm
a little nervous about it.
I'm a little worried too.
Yeah, it's just that bachelor party thing. And then we had Haley and Jacob. She's so calm. We didn't see them fully get married.
Yeah.
We saw just the beginning stages. She keeps saying it was meant to be. I prayed about it. She's very spiritual. He thinks he's hot shit. He's worried his wife's going to be ugly. He is not a 10. I don't know what the hell he thinks about himself. He thinks so highly of himself.
Yeah.
It's bothersome.
Wait, Haley and Jacob, not Paige and Chris?
Is that Paige
who's
and Chris?
Who's Haley and Jacob?
Oh, they're the ones who didn't get married yet. You're right.
I think it's Chris and Paige. Chris is so full of himself. He's all about the look.
It's
and
Chris
the clothes
and Paige.
And the...
So she's the spiritual one.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So yeah, sorry. It's Chris and Paige.
So Chris, I thought it was weird that he whispered in Paige's mom's ear, you're beautiful. Isn't that kind of weird?
A little creepy.
Yeah. Like, why? Like, are you looking for her to go, oh, you're so, you know.
Yeah. See, if somebody did that to me, I'd go, why are you saying that? That's creepy.
If my daughter's fiance said that to me, I would.
No, the guy that you've never met before, who's going to marry your daughter?
Well, yeah. Whoever.
Whoever it was.
It was just weird.
I'm picturing right now your daughter's fiance whispering that to you.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And don't say that to me.
Now, when we see the bridesmaids walking up and Chris is standing up there, doesn't it look like he knows the maid of honor? Like he looks at her. No, I don't know if he does, but he looks at her like, oh God. Almost like they know each other. And then we see when he sees her, I feel like they may know each other.
I don't think they know each other.
They take clips of
they
film.
Confuse us on purpose.
They do. Damn them.
They do.
So next week we will have we'll see the rest of that wedding. And then we will see Haley and Jacob, who we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, and then let's get on with it, man. I want to get to the honeymoons. I want the fun stuff. They need to cut these weddings shorter.
I love the weddings. I love the first sights. I love going through the wedding. I think it's fun.
But they just drag it out. All the beforehand crap is what drives me crazy.
The talking.
Cut to the chase.
It would be fine if this was the first episode, but it's like the eighth episode.
Well, do I feel like I've seen this already 3 times? Because we have.
We have. The previews are extensive. Okay, should we end on 90 Day?
Fiance? 90 Day. Okay, Brendan and Julia.
This season is all about Brendan and Julia.
Well, oh, good.
Oh. We got to talk about what we found out about Brandon's parents.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. We got some insider information.
Betty and what's his name? Bill?
Elizabeth.
No, Ron.
And...
No. Is Betty and Ron.
No, I know. She goes by Betty, but I think Elizabeth. Because I went to their website. I told you I went to their website to figure out
what this... Oh, right. She has a different name.
It's Elizabeth on the website. And there's pictures of Brendan. There's pictures of her. So they have a farm, but they also have this Von Brendan house. They breed German Shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I dug a little deeper. And the reviews are really bad. It's like a puppy mill. They've got the dogs in really small cages. People were just writing horrible reviews.
We saw
the puppies.
Julia petting
the kitchen
puppies.
Or wherever they had cages. And they were like, they weren't with their mother. And they were itty bitty little
They were
puppies.
Very little.
Yeah.
What about though? So we have a listener that reached out to us.
Yes.
I'm looking for it right now, just so I get it right. Anyway, she knows someone in another circle, like in another Facebook group, that knows Betty and Ron, and they are swingers.
Yeah.
Am I shocked by this? Not really.
Not at all.
But how dare they act like they're so prim and proper and they won't let Brandon and Julia spend the night together in the house?
Now, does Brandon know that they're swingers, do you think?
I would hope not.
Well, they go on these overnight trips every once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like swingers trips, I think.
Oh. God, I was dying.
So gross.
The whole hot tub thing.
Ew.
Of course they went in there naked, but she was more upset because the cover wasn't on right and she was so bent out of shape.
It was like and folded.
She had a fit because you can't wear a swimsuit. Now, I've never heard of this. And we have a pool and a hot tub.
Yeah.
And so do you. That you can't wear a swimsuit because the fabric softener or the soap
but
leaves
Gina,
a residue.
Their hot tub is like a separate little thing. Ours is connected to our pool, so it's different. But
still.
Ew. You know what? That foaminess is not from the fucking swimsuit, Betty.
No. And then she goes, the water's kind of cloudy. What were you guys doing in here?
She's so gross.
She wants to know every dirty detail.
Oh, of course she does. Oh, and they are just pissed off. Then Ron starts getting pissed. I'm like, Ron, mellow out your little part middle hair. Calm it down. Get off Brandon's jock. He brings her tea in the morning. Ron's not having it. It's not Julia's fault that Brandon's going in there in the mornings. They're blaming
not only
her.
That, but Brandon gets up, does his farm chores before he starts his regular 8-to-5 job.
His real job.
And why would they expect Julia to get up and be a farmhand? She didn't sign up for that.
She's living with them.
But she can do other things. She can help around the house. She can clean the dishes. She can do whatever. But fucking farmhand work? I don't think so. This is not why she came to the U.S.
Hell no. And they are just waiting for her. Like, you need to get up earlier.
You need to help on the farm.
It's awful.
No,
they're
I'm
awful.
Not shoveling shit on the farm. Sorry.
And then we had Rebecca and Ziad. They finally get to be alone.
Yeah, that warehouse apartment they're in. It looks like it could be really cute.
Oh, it is a very cute apartment.
Yeah.
But she has no furniture.
Which I don't understand.
Well, it's in storage. That's what she kept saying.
Well, then get it out
Go
of storage.
Get it out of storage. That poor guy is sitting on the ground with a shopping cart. There's a fucking shopping cart
which
in the middle of it.
Which I didn't understand that either. But it looks like she brought some mail or something in it when she came back with some boxes.
Oh, right. Because it was his, he shipped his stuff. Oh,
okay.
But when he called his mom and they FaceTimed, the mom's like, that looks like a really bad place because it has like the exposed brick, which is really cool here.
Yeah. It was pretty funny though. He's like, milk? Oh, this is big.
Everything's big.
Everything in the U.S. is big. He's never seen a gallon of milk
before. By
the way,
he knew that was fucking milk. What else would it be? Smell it.
I know.
He's so put on.
So but, I don't know. He's sad. I think he's going to end up going back.
I think he's really but sad. He's the mom wants there. Him to call every day.
Well, that's a lot. That's but that's a different, it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Mike and Natalie.
Natalie and Mike. Oh, my God. Oh God. Natalie's getting crazier by the freaking minute. She's so passive aggressive.
And I think Mike actually might kill her.
I think he hates her. He hates her.
He is working long, hard days. He's like, thank God I have to go to work. She is awful. She hates it there. She's cleaning every day.
Well, there's a lot to clean, but it doesn't look so clean. So I don't know what else she's doing. She was searching for that ring. Oh, God. Little did she know it was up, tucked just, up in a corner.
And she just pushes him. She's like, no fried food, none of this, none of that.
It's every, it's she bitches about everything. He just wanted a beer. No, God. Alcohol.
Only
I'm
water.
Having a beer. No alcohol.
And then she says, I wish you would just have water with me. And he goes, I wish you would have a beer with me. I'm like, go, Mike, go. Tell her.
Her days are numbered.
Oh, wait. But when she asks him what his IQ is.
Yeah.
That was bullshit.
Well, because she thinks she's up here, you know, it's he's down here. And he called her out on that.
Yeah.
Because
she said, you're low class. People around here are low class. And then she's like, what's your IQ?
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
What does that have to do with anything?
Plus, how many people are getting IQ tests?
I mean, nobody. I've taken the online one and I did really well.
Every time I answer all those questions, I do really well.
You do. You're genius.
I'm a genius. By the way, he had a few more beers and then he was fucking done.
Oh, yeah. He was just checked out.
I'm out. Okay. And then Jovi and Yara.
Yeah. Jovi's still on his whatever work trip.
Yeah. And she meets with his mom and aunt who look like twins.
And they, you know, they're trying.
They are.
Yara's just kind of a hard nut to crack. She's a little hard to.
Yeah. I think it's a little fake. I think this one's put on.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, and then we find out she's pregnant in this episode.
Yeah. Which we know she had a baby last February, which I don't know if this is a good thing because she barely even has spent time with Yari. I mean, Jovi.
I mean, but with herself. But they've been pregnant before. They've gone through this before.
True.
That's why it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I think he must get another job. There's no way she's going to put up with him being gone for 4 weeks.
But he loves that job.
I know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Richard and Amira. Ooh, this was hard to watch. Asshole Richard was still on his ass in Puerto Vallarta. I basically hate him. I think he's an awful person.
I think he's terrible.
She was on her way back to France. She was messaging him like, yeah, I'm on my way back. And then they show her, the producer, talking to her, and she's just crying. She was in freaking detention, like a prison, for 3 days. Horrible.
Yeah, they shipped her back. She was in Amsterdam when she finally called him, and she's not going to make it out to the U.S.
I hope she doesn't, and I don't want her to be here with him.
Yeah, no, he's terrible.
Because he's a piece of shit.
He's terrible.
He's like, if you want to talk about it. No, I was like in prison for 3 days.
I'm sure he overpromised all kinds of stuff to her. And then Tarek and Hazel. Tarek is texting Minty.
Gina. Say his name correctly.
Tariq?
Yes.
I'm thinking of Tarek. I know. Who am I thinking?
There's another one.
Home Improvement guy. Tarek and Tarek? The blonde. They got divorced.
Oh, you're thinking of the one from
Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset's new Jose. Yeah, that's Tarek, I think.
Tarek, yeah.
Yeah, this is Tariq. His bling necklace that says Tarzel on it. That's just so stupid. So dumb. Because is that real? No.
Well, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it's not real. Diamonds and gold.
She's saying she wants to have a girlfriend here with Tariq. I'm not buying it.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Do you think she's really not bisexual? Or it's kind of a stretch of a storyline.
Yeah, you're right. And she seems kind of sincere. So maybe it's Tariq that's lying about being with it.
Tariq that really wants her to have a girlfriend.
Ooh. Well, she did admit that they had a girlfriend and she got jealous because the girlfriend and Tariq liked each other. And she didn't like that.
Hmm. It's also complicated.
Man.
So that's it, Anne. That is it.
Gina, I finished a show called Lupine.
Okay, started that tonight.
Wait, is it Lupine or Lupine?
Lupin.
Lupin.
I don't know. I called it Lupin.
I think it's Lupin.
I don't know. Well, we started that tonight.
Did you like it? Are you watching the dubbed one?
Is there one that's not?
Well, yeah, I read it. It's French. Oh,
okay. So we started watching. Troy was excited. My mm-hmm. brother finished it or watched it. I don't know if he finished it. He said it's fantastic. You got to watch it. And Troy's sister watched it. And so we're like, okay, I'll ready to watch it. We're 10 minutes in. Troy's like, I can't freaking watch this.
Why?
Because it's dubbed. Ooh. He's like, nope, I can't do it.
See, the dubbed, I don't have it dubbed. I don't know why. I would take it dubbed, but it's not. So I have the subtitles and I freaking loved it. Well,
see,
I don't have a problem with subtitles, but it's so good. I mean, it's really fantastic.
Is it kind of like, is there humor in it? Like, yeah. Is it funny?
It's funny and mystery. Yes. So we
got as far as the two guys loop in with their janitors and they're looking at the queen's necklace. Yeah. And then he's in a cafe with some blonde girl. And that was when Troy's like,
really? God, that you like barely watched anything.
I know.
Okay. That's how I feel about Night Stalker.
Did you finish it?
No, I'm so you fucking bored. Finish it? It's one of those things like you said, everybody's talking about how great it is. I'm on episode 3, almost done with 3. And I'm like,
okay, I can't say it's great, but I enjoyed it. It was entertaining.
I really want to, well, I'm going to finish because I want to see how they catch him. But I'm like, there's too many other stories going on.
Well, it's really the story about the two detectives.
And I really like that story, their stories.
Yeah, it's a little bit more about that. Yeah. I thought we were going to see, like, I wanted to interview him. Like, go to Me prison. Too. I want to interview him. Yeah. I want to hear what this crazy guy has to say. It didn't.
But don't we hear him? Far. We hear the tapes of him.
You hear him through a little bit. And when he goes to court, you hear a couple things that he says. But when he gets to San Francisco.
Yeah, so he just got to San Francisco. So
that's what, don't you remember? No. Cause I remember being like scared out of my mind.
Gina, you live there. I didn't live in San Francisco at that time,
but still, I mean, close enough where we were like freaking out.
Well, Dan was in LA at that time in the 80s and he was going to school there and he was like, oh, I freaking total. Of course I remember that.
And the way that he bounced around from one area to the other, and he was so close to the sergeant or the detective's name, Gabe. Oh,
the guy's wife's house.
Like blocks from where they lived. And it was creepy. But the way
you're even saying that, when I just watched that scene and I'm like, yeah, that was a little creepy. I'm not feeling it. I'm not as into it as I thought I would. I love this shit.
Yeah.
I'm not as into it as I wanted to be. I will finish, obviously.
See, I liked it. I don't know, maybe because I can remember everything that was going on at the time and all the craziness. Mm-hmm. And
I think that's what it is.
And then the end is good.
I think that's what it is.
I didn't know. I don't know.
Everybody else seems to. It's an unpopular opinion, and I have it.
I know. I'm surprised.
Me too.
But it doesn't move.
I'm a little disappointed with Troy, and I will have a conversation with him with Lupin or Lupin. No, it's Detective Lupin.
Lupin. It's French, so it's French. Should be Lupin.
I think it's Lupin.
Yeah.
It's very good.
I also want to make a correction because one of our listeners, your sister.
Yeah. This is so great.
I provided some misinformation and I'd like to clarify about Armie Hammer. He is the heir.
You mean Armin Hammer?
His grandfather's name is Armin Hammer.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay. But he's but no relation.
No, so Armie Hammer is not the heir to the baking soda fortune. He is the great grandson of Armin Hammer, the oil tycoon.
Have we ever heard of Arm & Hammer, the oil tycoon?
No, I've only heard of Arm & Hammer baking soda, which is why I was a little confused.
Which is actually fantastic because I gave you all. I was like, oh my God, Gina, you have to be right.
You know everything.
You know all of this stuff. Now, is John Pringle
the Pringles potato
chip? The Pringles potato chip.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no, probably not. But I will Google.
I may not believe anything you say anymore. Anyway.
I'm convincing.
Yes, you are. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, have a good weekend. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. We are gaining followers, which we're happy about.
Yeah.
Rate us, review us. 5 stars only, please.
Por favor.
Pretty please.
I was going to try to say it in French, but no.
Let's stick with por favor.
Por favor. Oui, oui.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.